as he sat around a table at a Tortugan tavern with some pirates who were foolishly questioning his bravery to his propensity towards buttless chaps, Captain Kank decided to defend himself by relating the story of the greatest triumph of the avian flew and her crew.
"Arr, if ye be thinking I be anything less than the greatest captain to ever sport a pair of buttless chaps, ye got another thing coming to ye. Ye'll be remembering Slitbeard, right?"
The pirates sitting around the table all shifted uneasily as they remembered that particular menace of the high seas, and then visibly relaxed as they remembered he was also dead. One cried,
"Yar, what of him?
'Twas me who killed him. Let me tell ye all how it happened, if ye don't be believing me. We were travelling along a shipping lane around 50 miles off the coast, searching for a ship to plunder, when Alora the lookout cried out from her position from there right above the crow's nest, 'Ship fast approaching!' And then Mussy the sales manager shouted, 'It's Slitbeard's ship!' Some of the crew wanted to escape due to Slitbeard's reputation, but any ship that so much as tries to take on the avian flu deserves to be scuppered. So I shouted to the crew, 'Do ye be mice or men? We be the most dangerous group of pirates these waters have ever seen,' and ordered me first mate Slaven Master to bring us even with Slitbeard and our secret weapon brought up on deck. Our two ships closed, and we traded cannon fire. Wheat Grinder, the boatswain, shouted in fury as one of the cannonballs struck the prow. 'There goes a week of my time,' he muttered. By this time our secret weapon, a crate marked Oreos, was moved into position on deck, and we readied ourselves to board and be boarded. Myself, Siphon, Snakebite, and Chronic threw our hooks into the rigging, Slitbeard's ship, and swung across, while several of Slitbeard's men did the same. As I landed, I heard the sound of the crate being destroyed, as pandas are pirates too. The panda mercenary broke out and started fighting those who were foolish enough to board our ship, backed up by the fearless rum runner. I saw Slitbeard at the helm of the ship and called out to him, 'Arr, ye be a fool if ye think ye can best me and the avian flu. It'll be a pleasure to slay ye myself.' Slitbeard laughed and yelled, 'Ye be a lily-livered pansy who struts around in buttless chaps. It'll be easy to kill ye, even with one hand tied behind me back.' And so we met upon the deck, drawing our swords and then attacking. As our battle wore on, all others stopped to watch. I attacked his left, but he parried and swung at me feet. So I jumped over it, swung at his head. He parried again and tried to stick me in the chest, but I deflected the blow. Back and forth we went, neither of us landing a hit, till finally I feigned left and managed to strike him in the shoulder. But this enraged him further, and he had attacked savagely, pushing me farther and farther back, until I was backed up to the helm. 'Any last words?' he cried. I shouted, 'Yar, look behind you!' and took advantage of his famous gullibility to shove him away as he glanced over his shoulder, and then lunged straight for his chest. He was off balance, and me blade struck true. Slitbeard was slain, and all his men were quickly defeated after. We plundered all the many riches he had accumulated over his years of piracy, and then we went and drank our fill of ale in this very tavern. Let this story be a warning to the next man who thinks he can make fun of me for me buttless chaps.'"
The pirate sat stunned for a moment, unable to believe his story, but then Captain Kank quickly sat up and growled menacingly at them, causing them to start and rush out of the tavern. He chuckled to himself, and then called for a round of ale for he and his crew, and called a toast.
"Yar, this be to the best gang of pirates that the world has ever seen!"
He was met by a cheer and a draining of tankards.